This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. If you're booking your next vacation and you're thinking, I gotta lug this thing, and as Will likes to say,
all you gotta do is pack.
Not your children.
Just kidding.
We came
your
up,
stroller. Yeah.
Which is the worst tagline we've created. Yeah. Don't lug your stroller. Lug your children.
Yeah.
Through the airport, because you're gonna like it once you get there and you don't have to worry about using that space in your car or using that, you're trying to lug it through the airport. Go to kingdomstrollers.com, book your strollers, your cribs, whatever you need, you can find it there. Great people. Make sure you tell them you heard about it here on WDW Today. Again, Kingdom Strollers. Hey, and Will, we haven't said that yet.
I think you did last week,
right? The Will's expected.
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, no, maybe not.
Should we say it or should you say it?
I don't say anything.
All right, so Will is expecting his first baby.
Yeah, so I'll
expecting
be able to
his
have
first
one of
Kingdom
those,
stroller.
Get one of those city minis.
Yeah, I saw you. Will actually texted me a photo
like,
of a
look,
city
I know
mini.
What this is.
I know. I've heard these words before.
Yeah.
So go to kingdomstrollers.com. Hey, tweet Will and wish him a congratulations on
oh,
that.
Thank you.
And now,
thank you.
kingdomstrollers.com, and now on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today. Coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, February 22nd, and this is episode 1552 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we got a good friend in. Friend, a listener, celebrity guest, all-around good person.
We don't know yet. I just met y'all.
As far as I know,
yeah, you're using the word friend very loosely,
yeah.
There, Logan.
Well, I tend to do that. It's a problem.
You start at an 8, and we'll kind of see where it goes. Yeah. Level 8.
According to his Facebook, he seems like a good person, and he's a mixed martial artist now.
Right.
But yeah.
Part-time ninja.
Yes. Part-time, yeah.
We have George St. Pierre joining us this week. Right. No, GSP. Coming back, by the way, GSP.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. No one who's listening knows what we're saying.
I don't know what that is.
He was an MMA fighter.
No.
So,
I just know him from the video game.
I know.
I don't think I've ever actually seen him fight.
He sounds like this, George St. Pierre. He's like a French-Canadian, I think. I don't know where he's from. We'll find that out.
He's from
but
Salsa
who's Grove. Actually joining us is Mike McKee. Did I say that right?
You said that right.
Yes, from the band Delta Ray. Thanks for coming. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have seen the name, if they even haven't used the music, because you guys play at Disney. How many times?
Well, just our first time. Eat to the Beat, which was in November. We did 3 days, and it was three shows per day.
Yeah. How was that?
So it was amazing.
Because a lot of us have been to Eat. Pretty much everybody here has been to an Eat to the Beat concert, but hasn't been the other side.
It was amazing. It was so much fun. You know, the mornings were free.
Right.
And then we get there around 4 o'clock, and then we were working from 4 to about 8, and then the evenings are free. The equipment stays up, and we just get, you know, it was so much fun.
We didn't clarify this. Mike is a Disney fan as well and a listener to the show.
Yes.
So that's why you're here. We didn't just randomly run into you.
Right. I am very happy to be here. I am a fan of the show.
Awesome. So
not under duress at all.
No, as far as we know, he arrived.
Say you like us.
He flew to Nashville just for this. No, you actually were here in Nashville because Delta Ray is...
We're doing some work. We're doing photo shoots and some radio planning, and our new record is done. We're on Big Machine Records, the Nashville label, and hopefully in the spring, record comes out.
Yeah. And you guys know Big Machine. Just if you knew the roster, you'd be like, okay, that's pretty legit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's pretty awesome, man. Well, thank you so much. But big Disney fan. When was the last time you were in the parks?
Last time? Eat to the Beat. Yeah, November. And then I'll be heading there again with my buddy Dale Baker, another drummer out of North Carolina. He's also a Disney fan. And so we're making a trip down in March.
A drummer buddies trip?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to nerd out and, you know, do grown-up stuff.
So
are you going to do the rock and roller coaster as musicians together and do air drums the whole time?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I wish you would.
We're going to be doing just Magic Kingdom for the day. Flying in and just hitting that park hard and then heading home. It's going to be real quick.
Awesome. I'm there as well, guys. If you wanted to spy on me next week, Terry's going to be there too, right?
Yep.
We'll see how this friendship goes.
Terry is all
after today.
We're all there like slightly a different time.
Yeah, like a day or two apart.
So I might put on some sunglasses. And
you're going to be there. You have to tell people exactly, but you're going to be there when?
The first weekend of March for the DVC Moonlight
for the character thing. Let's talk about that in a second. And then you're there like a couple days later, and I'm there the day before you're there. So
we'll tag team.
Exactly. Yeah. So it'll be good. Will's going to be there too.
I may or may not be there.
We've discussed this just now. So
how often do y'all get down to the parks?
I am there.
Terry's there every other day.
Okay.
Like actually, your flight's in a few hours.
Let's be honest, Terry. Was last time you were there when you were there with me? like a couple of weeks ago in January?
Yeah, that was last
time. Okay, so last time you were there, I was there for other reasons, not as fun reasons. Oh. But Terry, you're there what, once every other month, probably?
Better. Every other month. Every other week. And most of my trips are 2 or 3 days at a time. And
all right. Yeah, just 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
But a lot of times I get a day at the park if I'm there for a conference.
Yeah, because you're doing work there, and then you get a little bit
of park
time.
Sure, that's what we say.
Right.
And then I'm...
If you're podcasting, it's always work.
It's just research. Right, okay.
I'm there quite a bit. I lived in Orlando. Will and I both lived in Orlando for a long time.
Y'all grew up together.
Right.
We did, yeah.
Cool. So, he does listen.
Yeah.
He does listen.
We have known each other since
either
we were 2 years old.
Either that or he's really creepy. He does a lot of Wikipedia research.
Yeah, like I can just look at you guys and just tell. I can see in your eyes.
Yeah,
you're the glimmer.
Good buddies for a long time.
Yeah, but Will and I have been friends for 30 years and of our 31 in existence. And so we go down kind of, it's sort of the same thing. We go down there and we go to the parks, but also we hit up our favorite local spots. Will's sister lives there still. So we're in town for other reasons often.
Right.
But I was there back in January for a couple days, and then I will be back on Sunday. I'm going to the Orlando City Soccer. I'm a big Orlando City Soccer fan, and they're opening up their new stadium. So I'm not even sure I'm going to hit the parks. We'll see. I don't know. The game's at 5 to 7. We'll have some free time. So yeah, probably in the mornings we probably will.
Go early, yeah.
Go early, go hard, or go late. I go down every 2-3 months. It depends.
Okay, cool.
And then the summertime will hit. I probably won't go back, and then I'll come back around September.
Okay.
And that just will depend on now when my kids are in regular full school, then summers will become very
full school. School for fools?
Full, F U L L.
Oh.
You're sending your kids to Full Sail?
Full Sail, yeah.
I went to Full Sail.
Yeah, 11th grad.
And my son told me that he has
Full Sail Elementary.
I'm sure it's in the works.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know my buddy's a Full Sail. Listen, if you're listening, I'm happy to come and like start that program. I'll totally move to Florida.
Full Sail Elementary?
Full Sail Elementary.
Skip middle school,
high school. Teaches kindergarten.
Yeah. Middle school or high school, just elementary.
Yeah, that's my plan.
It's the Logan plan. Yeah, you do. You just
I went to Full Sail when I was young. I was 15. So I actually told my wife, because my son's like, I want to go where you went. I was like, good. So he's 5. I was like, or he's 4. And I was like, so like 8 more years and you'll be going to college. Right. She's like, what? I was like, well, think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And she's like, no, we're not letting him do that.
But back to Disney. so you do that. So I just am curious because I've never been, some of our friends have done the Eat to the Beat, performed. But for you, what's that experience like? Is it something where you said you just free reign during the morning and then you just hop in and.
Yeah, I was a little bit of the ringleader for the band. Not everybody had done park stuff, and I was like, you know.
It's a big band.
It is.
How many guys are in your band?
42 people.
There you go.
Oh, that is the
– It's actually a big band.
It's a whole big band.
So the video that we watched, all those people are actually in the band.
Oh, yeah. We watched the music video for the one that's like a horror film.
Oh, Dance in the Graveyards. Yeah.
With dead people and people in Lucha Libre masks.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, Dance in the Graveyard. So now there's 6 band members, and we have a couple of crew, and then our significant others and some friends came along with us. The Disney Company was very generous with – the rooms and passes and stuff. They really took care of us. So, I was a little bit of the ringleader, and which is, I'm sure, as you know, a little bit intimidating and a little bit tough.
Make everybody happy.
Got to make everybody happy. But, with a lot of the park situations, you go in a big group and then people will tend to break off. And that's my favorite part. So we all got to break off, and I got to watch people leave and have their own fun. And
you got to watch people not be led by you anymore.
Your words, not mine.
Do you guys primarily stay in Epcot when you're doing it, or do you go all the way?
Well, there were 3 days plus an extra day off that we were totally free reign to do whatever. So we kind of just hopped around the different parks. But we had to be back at Epcot at 4 o'clock. And we did a sound check the day before the first show, the night before the first show. We just got off a cruise.
Middle of the night?
Well, we got off a cruise in Mexico and flew into Orlando. And then our van, we already planned it to be already there. So we drove backstage at Epcot and unloaded all the equipment. So everything had shut down. I would say it was about 10:30 or so, something like that. And so the lights were still on, but the park was vacant,
as a fanboy, dude, I've been there too.
I was trying to keep it cool, and I don't think I did.
It's all to me.
But as far as like the backstage and all the stuff, it's a very normal venue.
Oh yeah,
very normal, and the best crew I think we've ever encountered.
Yeah,
that's best crew. It's so good.
Well, everything's got to be done if it's not done by.
Oh yeah,
8 a.m.
So we did our sound check, and then we went to bed and hit Magic Kingdom till about 2 o'clock or so, and then went to Epcot, get ready for the shows. Did 3 shows. With a 30 minute show and then a break in between. And then that night, the first night, we had a nice private viewing of Illuminations. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Next day did Hollywood Studios. And then that night, we did Magic Kingdom After Hours, you know, the extra magic hours.
Did which you
was,
enjoy that?
That was I've never done that before. This was my first time on property.
Oh, well.
We stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Nice.
Oh, and that's a game changer. Ruined.
Never stayed there.
Yeah, ruined for it. And so we got to stay extra, and that was awesome. I've never done that before. The park was ours.
Yeah.
To like 1 a.m.
How do you, and we'll get to full Disney talk, I'm just curious from a band point of view, how do you tackle those concerts going in? Do you guys say, all right, we're playing the same show three times, we know it's different, or you know it's not necessarily 100% your audience that is there, they're just, some of the bar are just probably just there.
Like, yeah.
Let's go see a concert.
Sure. Yeah, we have to write the set list accordingly, and for, you know, vocal fatigue, we got to, you know,
right.
hand the baton off to different singers so you're not singing for an hour and a half
right.
straight every single day. So, yeah, what we'll do is we'll meet backstage and plan out the first set, and then we have a 15 or 20 minute break, and then we will talk about how it went rearrangements, and then the same thing after that one, what worked, and then almost every day we change it up, and I think the last day we found the best of what worked for everybody and the crowd reaction, because we've never done a show 30 minute break. We've never done that before. It's always
most people have.
Right. That's, it's kind of odd.
Yeah.
And so you're right, when we kind of get going, we got to take a break.
Right.
We're used to like an hour and a half straight.
Yeah, I can see that would be probably pretty difficult.
But it was fun. It was fun. Good challenge.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, show's over. See ya. I'm gonna go hit some rides.
We should try to podcast
me, I'll
like
be
that.
Frozen.
That where we should well, like, you know, we do like 3 minutes break.
Take
three
a break.
Minutes break.
That's the way to work, right?
Yeah. Just minisodes.
Uh huh.
Yeah. We're daily show now.
Minisodes. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Minisodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new word.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been saying that. It's a common no.
Minisodes. Never heard that before.
Google it.
I'd rather not.
I'm going to pitch it to Terry.
Yeah, so one of the things I've noticed during those is how your fans kind of get into it.
Uh-huh.
And I've been there on completely rando weekends. I've been like Night Ranger or whatever.
Right.
Eat to the Beat. And then Hanson.
Oh, they're so good.
And Hanson, like.
They're incredible.
They are so, and the nicest dudes.
And they bring like.
Oh, yeah.
I was frightened for my safety with their fans when
right.
they were there this fall.
They have a great fan base.
And they were there, and they come, and they, like, do...
They make a thing about it. You know, they have their own beer. Like, they're big yeah. into, you know, more than just music.
They are a brand, not a band. So, if you guys, are you guys building a fan base, you think, in Orlando?
I hope
because
so.
Because of it, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. And, yeah, I mean...
And you may or may not be a
We may or may not. Year. Just kind of keep track of the schedule.
There's an opening in your calendar.
Maybe. I don't know.
Three
don't
days
know. And I'm not excited about it. I don't really care. But anyway, yeah, we are hoping to build a fan base in Orlando for sure. But people do fly in. Man, there were people that sure. flew in from all over the country to be – and they're Disney nuts also. And they were in, you know, hog heaven because they got to see their band they like and be at their favorite
right,
place.
I guess those people that don't know Delta Ray, you've been around for a while. So this is not a overnight thing. You've got to
right.
be back
we've
coming
been
out.
About 7 years now.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of people have heard the name. I've seen you guys come around often and either – not necessarily only in Nashville, but just around. Mm-hmm. People's band's been around, so it's really exciting to see the next – the next level for you guys.
Thanks. Where are you guys based out of?
Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and this is kind of a
good cool. part of the country right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Will and I enjoy Raleigh.
Oh, awesome. We do. Very good.
The one time we went.
Okay.
It was a great 24 hours.
It was a really nice 24
hours. Was it recently?
And we said
it
to
was
ourselves.
Like 3 years ago.
Okay.
We really like Raleigh.
Well, it's a lot like Nashville.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is one reason I really like Nashville.
It feels because, like that.
Yeah, it has that. It feels like that. Yeah.
A bigger, small town.
Right.
Or a smaller, big town.
Right.
Little big town.
No.
A little
we're talking to Delta Ray.
Right. They're in After Me.
Yes, that's true. That's the next show.
Right.
Country music podcast, strangely now. I don't
yeah,
know.
That's fine with me. For you though, how did you get into the – because you become a Disney fan like the rest of us. Like, it's a little bit over the top. I see your post. You're there. You're all about it.
Right.
You're listening to the show, which says is one step further.
Right.
How did you get into being –
I mean, we don't even listen to the
right.
show.
That's true. Will just clicks publish.
I'm the nerd here. Okay. I see how it works.
I'm the nerd.
So, we're about to have a nerd off.
All right. So for you, Disney
welcome
fan,
to the show.
Welcome. Well, this all gets edited out.
No, okay. Sure. Nope. It's so sterile and
random. Yeah. Bring in Lynn.
Right. Is he on today's show? Will
no.
he be?
Is he?
Well, yes.
Yeah, we have plenty of.
He's on today's show, but not with you.
Yeah.
Sorry. I see what you did there. Well, I told you I'd do the show only if Lynn
was
is
there.
Part of it.
So. Well, so thank you. Have good
so I'll see y'all later.
I can call
Lynn's
her.
Lynn's a part
that's
of
what
it.
I mean. That's what
you
I mean. Not,
get
not
to talk to him.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes. I would be in over my head.
Yes, we are too. That, yeah. You hear Will and I just go, uh-huh. I wasn't even on the last one because I'm like, you know what, guys? One, I had to get like my kid from preschool. But also because. It's like Terry and Lynn can have their conversations, and Will and I can just sit there and be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
That stuff is next level.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
oh, yeah.
when we start to get questions about – last week we had One of the questions we recorded was there's like, you know, crowd algorithms.
Right.
You know, last week's show we talked about what percentage of park increases Avatar Land going to – apparently he has to think about that. So,
right.
And we just go like, man, I like the rides. Pretty good.
I was told there was no math.
You done Pirates? That ride's pretty neat.
It's a big drop, though, in Pirates.
For our one list, there is one listener we have to do a show for him. I'm not joking, who told us he can't do Pirates because of the drop, so we have to now do a show where he called it like the chicken episode. He said it, not me, so we do have to think about that.
Oh, that's funny.
If you literally can't do the drop at Pirates,
like that's,
too intense.
All right.
What could you – but back to you, Mike. Back to Mike, who can't ride Pirates.
Right.
Now, how did you get into this Disney fandom?
I'm sure it's like a classic story where we went a few times growing up with the family, and I really wish the VHS, the camcorder footage was still around from 1987 or whenever it was. And I guess my fandom actually kind of kicked into high gear about 5 years ago when I read the Bob Thomas biography.
Sure.
The Walt Disney biography. Mm-hmm. And that really got me looking into like the internet presence of the fandom. I had no idea there were so many layers to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess it kind of kicked off from there and realizing there's a community of people that are really into this stuff. And then when I found the podcast, it was, you know, game on.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I think a lot of us found it kind of weirdly, like I said, as an adult or as someone who read something about Walt and kind of saw a different level of what is actually going on there.
Yeah, exactly. And we're, like in the band, we're business owners. And seeing what Walt did with his company, with his crazy idea and then getting it off the ground, it was nuts. And the team that he created, you know, that he had around him.
Sure.
That's just mesmerizing to me. So it's like, you know, the attractions are great. For me, it's the story and that he accomplished something as outrageous as creating a little world.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Going then. I was gonna let someone fill in.
I could complain.
We're talking too much. So I want to try to give
fine.
Them.
No, my questions are always like the simple, like, what's your favorite ride?
Oh, we
what's
can do best and worst.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Oh, best and worst.
Well, I don't know if you want to do worst since you're somewhat affiliated. You can do best.
Not affiliated. I don't.
Not affiliated. You know what I mean?
A couple of weeks ago, we did the best and worst attraction. So
yeah, I know, and I like that episode.
People like those ones.
Yeah, I like that. They talk about the rides.
Yeah. What's your favorite Magic Kingdom attraction?
Attraction. I'm a Pirates junkie.
Okay.
I do like pirates.
He can ride the ride.
I can do that. I just got over my fear a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
And I did some ride-throughs online on YouTube. I think I can handle it.
Put the VR goggles on just to make sure.
Do you have a least favorite attraction?
It could be anywhere, not necessarily just
true. Magic. I did limit it to Magic Kingdom.
Well, in Magic Kingdom, I think the Stitch thing
is. Stitch is great.
Because I actually saw Alien Encounter a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like Alien Encounter.
That was awesome.
When I was younger, I was scared to death.
I remember riding that ride like thinking it was the end of the world. Like, I was done. Like, they were going to have to, like, take me away. Like, Armageddon occurred on that ride for me.
They really should have dialed it back a little bit.
It was like,
in hindsight, it is terrifying.
They
didn't need to dial it back to negative.
When that alien, like, touched you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was frightening.
Yeah. It was.
Did it touch you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It climbed on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Kind of like Stitch does.
But and Stitch it touched, was like, Stitch the back giggles. Of your neck.
But the story was great.
Yes.
You know, I think the story was really solid.
Blood would drip on you.
Yeah.
I mean, that you got to think about that.
But my dad was so vocal. He's like, Michael Eisner has done an atrocity. He's like, this is not appropriate.
So really where your fanboy came from is from your dad, who's clearly, he sounds one of our listeners.
Dude, my dad had a compact disc, one of the first compact discs. The first one that he ever bought was a Park Audio.
Nice.
And I thought it was normal for every household to have Epcot Magic Kingdom Park Audio sound. What you listen to, right?
You go into someone else's house and there's no like intro loop playing in their lobby.
Exactly.
And you're like, what kind of people is this?
Yeah.
What kind of house has lobbies?
This is just a monorail spiel.
Yeah.
Please stand clear of the front door.
your dad re-recording all
right. Right. But please go to your home.
So clearly it didn't start. They did start with if your dad was buying those CDs.
Yeah, but it didn't click.
Right, until later.
And, yeah, because I definitely, you know, like high school, whatever, I didn't really
care. Yeah, it's like all of us except for Terry.
Right.
No, mine was right after high school.
No, I'm just kidding. I was joking that you were in it the whole time. You never had you never fell out in love.
No, I thought you said in high school you were on the water sprite.
No, like at the end of high school.
Married.
At the end of
high school. No, he thought about bringing his future wife there when he was on the water sprite.
At Wilderness Lodge, yeah.
Yeah, that was in high school. We're saying post high school.
It was pretty much after high school. I was on the road with a drama team that summer. I think it was.
No, that's not after
another
high
story
school.
We're going to have to get into.
How is that after high school? You were in a post high school drama team?
Long story.
Can't wait. We got time.
Post high school drama team. I'm making that movie.
That's a new podcast.
I can get that put out on Netflix.
Like, yeah. Oh,
starring the guy who played Sean in Boy Meets World.
I will say though, like after reading the Bob Thomas book, that's what kickstarted my from the entrepreneurial perspective.
Yeah.
And I gave that to one of my bandmates, and he read it in like 3 days, and it's kind of with me a little bit in the fascination of the park and really interested. And it's a little bit about the attractions and more about just the story, the story thread that's throughout the entire.
Have you been in the museum, the Walt Disney Family Museum?
I did. Last time I went to San Francisco, I went with our production manager. And I was like, dude, I'm going to need like 5 hours here. And he's like, no, I'll be with you. And he was done in an hour and a half or so. And yeah. I was like, you're going to have to wait, man. This is really incredible. But have you been before?
Been to that one. And to the one in just went to the one in Marceline last fall, too.
Oh.
They have like a hometown museum there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're ever in Kansas City, if you're between Kansas City and Chicago on the road,
yeah,
you need to go to Marceline.
I've heard it's really fantastic.
It was better than I was expecting.
Yeah, I've been to the one in San Francisco.
The San Francisco Museum, I'm sure everybody says this, but the bench. Bench, which was one of the possible benches that Walt, dreamt of Disneyland. I think that was the most incredible pieces.
It wasn't there in the beginning. Like, they added that.
Yeah, because
the first time I went, it wasn't there.
I went day zero, the day before opening. I was able to go with the D23. First thing D23 ever did was go to that. So we went out, and my wife and I went to it. And, yeah, they didn't have that there then. But it's an amazing museum. And beautiful too. I mean, you get to be right over there in the Presidio.
They're doing a feature on Andreas
Deja. Who came to the Ash Dreamers.
Came to our Ash Dreamers.
Yeah,
they're doing a feature on him.
They are. Yeah, so they got always cool stuff. If you're in San Francisco area, go check them out. And they're nice people. I've talked with them before because they're also not really officially affiliated with Disney,
right?
But they have to be because it's like copyright trademark stuff. But they are so they tell a truthful story that feels very legitimate and not candy coated. And it's a really cool experience. So your favorite attraction, though, Pirates.
Yeah.
All right. So what about Pirates? I want to know that. Like,
a lot of it is nostalgic for me. But the more I learn about the story of that attraction and what it was supposed to be and what it became, and I just heard an interesting story that the narrative is supposed to be that a pirate died, and this was his vision after he died. Kind of recalling his life.
So when you go down the drop,
you go down it,
you're dying.
Yes, that's the idea. And when you go up, which is in Disneyland, it's he's coming back to life or something like that. So it's like you're in the mind of a dead pirate when you go down and you see all the adventures and stuff, and you come up and you're alive again.
Oh,
dead man.
Which is an interesting, which is an interesting story.
What do you think about the movies?
There's a lot of them, and they're making more. Yeah. I think I saw the first one a bunch of times.
The first one is excellent.
It's terrific, and I think the only one I've really seen.
Okay, seen all of them, but it's by far the best one. It's the first one.
Okay,
You have a favorite park?
Magic Kingdom. Okay. I'm boring. Sorry,
not Fair Epcot. Enough. Even though you,
I do love Epcot.
You work there.
I have a new appreciation for Epcot because on our day off after our final show, my wife and I got to spend all day at Epcot. And it was during the Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, Food and Wine.
Food and Wine. That was our first time doing Food and Wine. And actually spending more time, because we usually would do Epcot like a half day.
Yeah.
Which is not doing it justice.
Right.
Right.
So you understand how you feel that way.
Yeah. So we got to do all the food and drink and attractions and really just dig in a little bit. And it was a ball.
Do they get you into a lot of the VIP tours? You get like front of the line. I'll think, do they front of the line you at?
We didn't.
I wish they would let you do that at Food and Wine. You could be like, you know what, guys? Sorry.
All right.
No kiosk for you.
All right, right. Well, man, our day off was on a Monday, so it wasn't too bad. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Not like what these guys had.
We had nightmare on a Saturday.
Well, we performed on a Saturday and a Sunday, and it was just bananas.
Yeah.
Good for you, though.
Good for us. Good for us.
Spending it a couple of weekends, so hopefully they'll spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see that when you're there that your, I don't want to say your listenership or your fan base, like, grows while you're there? Do you see, like, have you seen any direct influence of playing at Disney? Or is it just a good gig?
Probably both. Okay. It's a good gig.
Yeah.
But also, there were some
exposure.
It's hard to say because there's so much foot traffic.
Yeah.
But it's not like we had people come in for one song and go, ugh, and leave. People did stay. And
that's reassuring.
It is. In general, it is. In life, in conversation, people don't go, ugh, leave you. But we had some of the people that booked the shows came the first day. And we got some good feedback. So that's good.
I know for those kind of events, for me, a lot of times it's almost you almost get a different level of intimacy with the artist.
Uh-huh.
Where as a viewer, it's almost like
sometimes it's during the daylight.
Right. Like, so because it's not like going to
a traditional
concert at a venue, it almost feels like you've got something in common with the artist. At least that's how I feel. So I feel like
sure.
I'm more prone to becoming a fan of someone I've seen in a scenario like that rather than just a regular concert if I don't already know and love the artist. So
sure, yeah, totally. I mean, and I think a lot of people there, and rightfully so, assume that we're fans of the parks, you know, because we're at this big playground together and everybody's having a good time.
So do you have a wife? You have kids?
No.
No kids yet?
We have a dog.
So you're waiting for that to get the kids. Well, that changes your game totally for Disney.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I'd imagine
it went from like I was a fan to like now it's a difference. Like now I don't do rides, but I have kids and it's like
I got to kind of experience that in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of my band members had never been to the parks before. Mm-hmm. And getting to watch them and one of our singers was like, I don't think I'm going to like this stuff at all. And then she came with me to Hollywood Studios and she was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I'm like, well, if you like this, we're doing Magic Kingdom till like 1 a.m. And then we got there right as the fireworks show was going on and it was fantastic. So watching my other family, which is my band. Yeah. See
your kids.
Yeah, for doing the parks for the first time, it was. I can see how that would be really fun. 7 year.
That's how I feel. I take Will or Terry when we finally get him on Splash Mountain.
Have you never done Splash Mountain?
Never done Splash Mountain. I'm getting a lot of comments.
Well, I wonder why.
I commented on someone's like random thread. They posted a review. Someone posted a review on the old Planet Hollywood
Observatory.
Observatory, and they said a lot. Jenny Lynn said it was a challenge for the colon, I think, was her line. I was like, that's one of my favorite lines in journalism. And so some dude was like, well, you'll get to experience that same thing when you ride Splash Mountain. So
zing.
I love Splash Mountain.
Weaver got zinged.
That's a terrific ride.
Yeah, Terry.
Well, it probably, see, now.
To me, it has one of the coolest narrative flows throughout any of the rides because, you know, the multiple Briar Patch Falls and things like that. I just like it.
So now I feel like I can't ride it till we're all together. I feel like I need to wait for you
guys. You're just putting it off.
I don't know if they'd allow all three of us on the same log. Yeah. There may be some sort of limit we've crossed. They're like,
we've got a beached log.
We could do
a beached log.
They have.
Gosh.
Stuck in the briar
patch.
They
call that something else. Not beaching a log.
Run aground?
No. Yeah, it's something like that.
Really
it's happened to me in Pirates.
They got stuck?
It got stuck, and everyone had to wave their hands in the air.
Bottomed out?
Bottomed out.
Yeah.
Everyone got bottomed out, and then you had to wave your hands in the air, and it like refocused.
Oh, that's so amazing. I love how it's kind of rickety. Right? Like, it's kind of
shimmy off.
Wiggle a little bit, and it'll
get going.
Turn it off and turn it back on again. And
yeah, it's exactly. It's like your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I feel like they're always having to do that to the Three Caballeros tour. It'll be down.
That may just be you.
No, like the ride. Like they'll have to reboot.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'll be down, but it's never down more than like 9 minutes.
Right, yeah.
Which must be the amount of time that it takes to reboot that computer.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You got to do Splash, dude.
I will.
Come on.
Now it's just kind of like a thing.
We do like a challenge. We need to hit a goal.
I rode the Frozen Ever After when I said I wasn't
going
to.
My 4-year-old son has done Splash, and he hated it, but
he said it's the most terrifying.
No, he said it was the worst day of his life.
Wow.
In the moment, he loved it. Like, he loved it, and I didn't really understand. Then later on, he told me, later that night, he's like, I don't want to do that again. When I saw the Magic Kingdom, which he means the castle, like at the top of the hill, he's like, I could not breathe, is what he said. And then later on, he was with, we can maybe find the clip and throw it in. My mom picked him up from daycare, and he said, I want to record a podcast. And to him, if you do a podcast, you talk about Disney. It's the only thing he knows because he hears our show.
Right.
So he's like, okay. And he asked my mom, like, what's your favorite ride? And they go back and forth. And he goes, what's your least favorite ride? Or something like that. What's your worst favorite ride? I think is what he said. And she said, I don't like Splash Mountain. He said, me either. I did it, and it was the worst day of my life. And he is four.
Four, yeah.
So it's pretty funny. But I think he'll enjoy it more than
now,
you
if would. If he can keep that standard of riding Splash Mountain being the worst day of his life,
then he is
he's
going to
have the best life
of
all
time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. My worst day of my life
was
four.
Splash Mountain happened.
He wasn't like a full like leather get-up because he was dressed like the Rocketeer in the middle. It was hot and gross, so I understand. We got to get Terry dressed as the Rocketeer.
I think that's what it means, yeah.
You and Riker together can like challenge your fears.
I'm not fearful of it. I just didn't want to get wet. Hmm.
That's what they all say. Yeah. That's what I said till I was like 14, and I was like, okay, just do it.
Not scared of the ride at all.
Sure.
Silence of the
ride. Getting really awkward.
That's the problem with this new studio, folks. If we sound a little different from our new studios, it's so quiet when we stop talking that it just gets very uncomfortable fast. See?
Nice.
See, you did it already. Yeah. We weren't even silent then.
I know. I wish we had some like noise.
Noise? Yeah. Get Dylan to work on some music.
White noise.
We'll replace Off Kilter with just Deltarune music. So
yeah, good. There you go.
I'm fine with that. So we can't pay.
You can't breathe.
Hey, you're on,
the you're on Splash Mountain.
I know.
Yeah. Get to the top, can't
breathe. It's the dust in here. It's right. Getting to me. Yeah, but we can't pay Deltarune. That's the problem. Off Kilter, we have a mutual agreement. Right. It's a... I don't know if they have ASCAP and BMI. I don't know if they have...
pretty sure they don't.
Yeah. All right. Terry, you got anything else? So when are we do need to come up. When are we going to get you on Splash? And Mike can come with us.
Yeah,
get
you on.
Because
we're all
going to
be there.
We need to find like a chat. Okay, well, that's soon. That's like 2 weeks. Maybe we should find like if you happen to end up playing sometime this year.
We'll see.
If we happen to be there, right. Maybe if that happens, then we'll have like a contest. If we can get you to a certain point, like a challenge. We need like some sort of challenge.
Yeah.
Also, we're going
to
do.
I'll play. Are we going to raise money for Give Kids the World here to get me
or
on Splash
I'll play. I'll play a show with my pants off.
Okay.
At World Showcase. Well, you're a drummer. You can kind of
get away
with
it. Yeah, the World Showcase. Yeah.
It will be the World Showcase.
It will be. People are guaranteed to talk about it.
Yep. And you'll be invited back, I'm sure. Be great.
Yeah, exactly.
That's TMZ waiting to happen right there.
Did we want to talk about...
Oh, yeah, you can talk about this because Terry's a DVC member.
Okay.
So starting this Friday, they're doing two DVC events at Magic Kingdom, and it's called, this year they're calling it Moonlight Magic.
And what I love is that all my friends, none of us are DVC, and pretty much every friend I know is like, I'm going. I got to weigh in.
Yeah.
Because it's DVC and a guest, right?
It's DVC and six and up to six people.
Right. So just find a friend.
So, like, tweet, hey,
whoever,
hashtag
I'll
DVC.
Give you $50.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, no, I was just thinking of, man, I could sell those. I could sell those.
Exactly.
It was business planning, that sucker.
Terrible.
So they're doing a special after hours.
I got a cut then.
Sort of like after hours. And one of the things they just announced this weekend was the character greetings that they're doing. They're bringing out some.
Because that's mainly what it is?
No, it's just like an after hours.
It's like Magic Kingdom after hours.
It's like Magic Kingdom after hours just for DVC members.
And
they're doing
DVC
a special.
DVC members and six of their friends.
And six of their friends. They're doing special fireworks. Kind of all of the, you know, things that are open. They're doing free snacks and beverages in like 10 locations.
So it's very much the same as that the Magic Kingdom After Hours thing they've been running.
Basically, but with some exclusive characters.
Now, I saw the list. I'm not a big character guy. It's not really my thing. Terry, it is your thing.
Well, no, I mean, it's fun.
No, I know, but I'm saying, of the three of us, I don't know if Mike's character love or not love.
I'm probably on the same level as y'all.
Yeah, like, yeah. If the character's around, may I grab a Snelfie? A Snelfie.
This is
Golden
Snuffleupagus.
Nice. But for you and your wife.
Use the trunk to hold the. That's a Snelfie.
That's the greatest
that's a Snuffle.
Thing. Send that to our friends at Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I wish we had them. They're pretend friends
in
my head.
If you are friends at Sesame Street, please call us.
I used to have some friends at Sesame Workshop. I don't think they're still there. But moving on. So you got characters. Exclusive, rare opportunity characters to meet. If your kids are listening, turn down the volume. Short people in fuzzy outfits. No, go ahead.
There was a couple I was actually excited about. I was excited about.
I don't know what just happened. Just,
like, you
should
know,
I
like,
go? Mike and I are about to leave. Something's getting
weird. No, I just mean like I can't get myself excited about the character thing. Like I love going with my kid, like to meet Mickey Mouse. But like, for me, I'm just always like that's just a shorter person inside of a big fuzzy outfit. Sweating. Like, I can't get past the imagery.
Okay, dude, you know you got excited when they announced BB-8 was coming to a meeting.
BB-8's not a human. There's no one in that.
Okay.
That's a robot. That's
really?
Real. If I hate to break
real.
To you.
That's real. Okay.
I mean,
it's real to me.
Yeah. It's a real robot.
It's a real robot controlled by somebody.
All right.
And then you can buy BB-8 now. So
anyways, so a couple of the characters I am excited about is Genie and Abu from Aladdin. I'm kind of excited about the old Genie. And Wendell and Big Al from Country Bear Jamboree Meet and Greet, which hasn't happened in forever. So.
Yeah, I've seen them every once in a while.
Yeah,
original costumes from the...
They are, and they look pretty rough.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's sad.
Moldy.
I think when you see whenever they're like Robin Hoods appearing, it's always like,
okay, stay away.
Yeah. It looks nothing
they
like the current suits.
It, you know?
It has like a lot of like yellowed, like faded parts of just sweat.
I thought he wore a green suit.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Oodle lolly.
So anyways, there's some fun characters.
Who else?
Chicken Little from... Okay.
From Chicken Little.
Are you saying that's a fun character? I just want to clarify.
That's not one I'm.
Hey, Zach Braff was Chicken Little. It's a pretty decent movie. No one's ever seen it, but it's a
It's not Zach Braff that you're meeting, though.
No.
Meeting Chicken. He's busy.
I've met Zach Braff.
But Bowler Hat Guy, I'm actually kind of excited about Bowler Hat Guy.
What does that mean?
From Meet the Robinsons. The villain from Meet the Robinsons, based on Walt's famous Keep Moving Forward quote.
Well, no, I love the movie, but like I don't know who I can't. I saw the movie 2 weeks ago.
The villain in the where's okay. the bowler okay. hat.
His name is just Bowler Hat Guy.
Hey, that's what the press release. He has an
the
official.
The press release says Bowler Hat.
Bowler Hat. Yeah, I'm just reading.
They
it
wrote
right
it
here.
Quickly.
What's that guy's name? No one knows. Come but on, Bowler Hat Guy. Everyone will know who that is.
My name's Steve.
Hey, it's like, Tomorrowland Bowler Hat Guy right there.
Like a Universal during the Seuss stuff. They bring out
The random Seuss.
No, they bring out like Sam I Am from Green Eggs and Ham, but they also bring out the guy Sam I Am is talking to, and his name is just Green Eggs and Ham Guy. So it's the same problem. We need to come up with character names. So tell me that guy didn't I find that hard to believe that the main villain of Meet the Robinsons.
It's Moop, maybe? It's like...
Then why didn't they put that? His name is Moop? I find that hard to believe as well.
Or something like that.
I'm going to Google it. We're all on our phones. And you say Meet the Robinsons, which is strange. You said Robesons.
No, I think he said Robitussum, I think.
It's got quiet again. Let's see.
I'm Googling. Because she asked me.
Everybody's on their phones.
This is a fight here. I don't see anyone in the IMDb credits named Bowler Hat Guy.
His official name is Michael Yagabane.
Told you.
Ah, there's a but reason he goes they put by Bowler Hat Guy.
I think he goes by Goob.
Goob?
Why didn't they put that then? Bowler Hat Guy. Oh, you're right. No, in the credits, Steven Anderson plays Bowler Hat Guy.
Hey, and IMDb is never wrong.
That's true. You look at my listings.
All right. Bowler Hat Guy.
Yeah, here he is. He's that guy. He looks like Snidely Whiplash. No?
Right.
No one knows Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash. I just didn't know that you needed some sort of affirmation.
Like affirmation that we knew who he was, too.
I don't like this new studio. It's too quiet. It's freaking me out. I don't like it. I'll be completely honest. Our shows are usually not this awkward, but for some reason today, it just feels like...
You can blame me.
Because you're here.
Yeah, you can blame me. Bad mojo.
So for you, I don't know, somebody else asked a question. Well,
I already asked I have my one go to your one question. How are favorite dining in the park?
Have you done a private concert that was ever weird?
No. But no, favorite dining.
Yeah.
At the let's do those California Grill.
Yes.
Nice.
You're on Terrace Tape.
Yeah,
dude. For that as well.
And we got there, I had a friend give us a tip, you know, pro tip to go at a certain time where you got to see the fireworks out on the ledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was unbelievable.
Anytime you dine there at night, you can always go back and do fireworks. You just bring your receipt back, you go to the guest stand.
So you can go anytime.
So if you want to go anytime.
Okay.
And the crowd
gets back to the contemporary. It's a little bit of a pain, but it is an option.
No, that's great. It was a good
Especially if you're staying there.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Your favorite
dining.
Resort, I would assume, is Animal Kingdom Lodge. Since it's,
that's what you where you stay.
Actually, no.
Oh.
One time when I was there, my wife and I went kind of resort hopping, mm-hmm. A non-park day, and I've never done that before. And Port Orleans Riverside.
There you go.
And there's somebody here that hates that.
Some of that.
This guy.
He's just wrong.
It is fantastic. You take the boat to Disney Springs.
He's not convinced he's actually gone. He was just
I think so too.
Let's look
at I was listening to that podcast, like, you clearly haven't been. There was somebody. You were off the interstate in somebody's backyard. Like, this is a terrible resort.
Is it Riverside? Is Yeehaw Bob on Riverside or is he in the French Quarter? I think he's in Riverside.
Is he? Not
well,
Googling
again. That would be the...
Shows you how experts we are.
Right, exactly.
Is he at Riverside? I think you may be right. I don't know. It's all kind of right there, though. It's like that...
Yeah.
The amenities are similar.
Right.
But no,
that's a fantastic resort.
Yeah. Yeah, well, called you out.
He goes, I'm not convinced that this guy's been there.
It's like Terry watching Moana. We all know it didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
I watched Moana.
Terry.
I got a picture. I'm
just quoting the preview.
You didn't watch Moana. You haven't seen Moana. I know you haven't.
I've seen Moana.
You fell asleep during
Port Orleans Riverside. I saw the entire movie and stayed awake through the entire movie.
You just forgot pivotal moments.
Right.
I didn't remember the name of the songs. No.
Or the characters. Did you find out about Yeehaw Bob?
Riverside.
Okay, Riverside. So, yeah, that's right. And Yeehaw Bob is there, and you can go see his show, which is a blast if you haven't been. Will sang, maybe not a blast, Bob Jackson. We tried to book him for that DLP Fest, but he was out of our league.
By out of our league, playing Riverside. Like, it was a night that he'd
Because
only
it's
played.
A great resort.
Well, Debatable. For one night, he wasn't, and he still was like, So, yeah, he's a very nice man, but he declined.
Yeah, we got four for a dollar instead. I like those guys better.
Instead? No, they were both included. I didn't like, one didn't say no, and I was like, I got to call these guys.
Got to call those guys.
That's not very nice to them.
How was DLP Fest?
It was fun. It was really fun. There was probably about 400 people there.
Holy moly, that's great.
That was good. Sure. It was a giant building. Okay. And they've turned they've actually turned it into a beautiful venue.
I do remember, I have a similar thing. I bought that book. I think it was one of the first times we went on a cruise. Bob Thomas book. That's the one where he's standing on the cover. Mm-hmm. And
have you done the cruise? Have you done a Disney cruise?
I have not. I'm not a cruise guy.
Oh. You will be.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just
you'll be a splash guy. I'll be a cruise guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm okay with tagging along to both of those trips.
Right. Okay.
But a lot of people don't love the cruise, like the idea of cruising. But I think maybe. You went on a cruise, though. You went on the.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a great time. It was 3 days. It was Melissa Etheridge and Joan Jett.
Oh, that's a great lineup.
Yeah. It was super fun. Anyway, you read the Bob Thomas book.
Yes.
Back to you.
Thanks for him for reeling it in.
Sorry. He mentioned cruise. I'm going to say cruise.
You mentioned cruise.
Yeah, so I interrupted. Go ahead.
It's fine.
I'm being over here reading.
I just remember reading that book the first time, and that was really where the Walt thing really
clicked
for me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. The relationship between him and Roy, and just seeing how that works as business owners, really inspiring.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're obviously huge fans of Walt here. It's more than just... And I think we have to actually stop ourselves sometimes, because this show could easily devolve into a historical outlook and how perception of entrepreneurship
but
and all
think,
that.
I think that's okay. I think that, you know, it's important to have the statue at Magic Kingdom to remind people that this is not just, like Walt Disney was a person, not like an abstract figure.
Right.
It's important to connect the man.
I think the story actually makes it better. I had some friends that were with us, and we were at Disneyland, and they were from Australia, and they were totally turned off by the American theme park. It was just too much. It was sort of like, you know, when Will and I talked about that trip to, you know, Food and Wine, where it was just insanity. It was just like there's people everywhere. We were standing at, you know, where they were about to show Fantasmic, so you just couldn't move.
Well, I mean, I get overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely. But once I took a minute, I said, hey, let me just take you to the front of the park. I'm going to kind of walk you through Walt's story and how this all happened. And by the time we got to the partner statue, they were just like, whoa. Because I stopped at the windows.
Cool.
And we were doing, at the time, we were doing a conference. And I was like, you know that guy that just spoke yesterday?
That's his window.
That's his window.
Cool.
And so once they kind of got to know the whole story.
Super important.
I think when we go to the parks, for me, especially in Disneyland, when I go to Disneyland, it's just like, wow, this is the place where Walt's footsteps really were. And this is how... You know, a guy from middle of nowhere, middle America, made an idea real. And so, yeah, that's when I really fell in love with the parks. And why I think that's what continue makes it, you know, we want to keep going.
And it makes me really appreciate the company not messing with the classic attractions. Because with the band, we went
on Toad's Wild Ride.
We went on.
Well, at Disneyland, it's still there.
We went on Pirates, and I told everybody this is my favorite attraction. And some people were like, really? That's your favorite attraction? I'm like, well, and I kind of have to explain, like, well, Walt had his fingerprints all over it. Here's how you can tell and stuff. And it's as just a thrill ride. Yeah, it's outdated.
Yeah.
You know, but there's the story there and the history of it is more important to me
than
the thrills. Yeah. If you want that, you go to any, you know, roller coaster park and that's fun.
Yeah, but it's different. I understand that. I mean, that's exactly.
That's why I think it's important to always have Walt involved in the story.
Have you been to Disneyland, I assume?
No.
So you've been to San Francisco, but not up there.
I know. My brother Mark's been there so many. He texts me every time he goes. He lives in L.A. He's a record producer out there and is just always up there.
I have a feeling with your new contract and new things that are going with Delta, right? You'll probably end up in L.A., I have a feeling, like once or twice.
We're there quite a bit.
Oh, you should have
it. But you need to have an extra day and
it's a bit of a
I don't want to jump in there for an afternoon, like 3 hours of Disneyland. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I need
the three of us
hours.
Gung-ho'd it in it was like a 14-hour day.
Why were we even there?
We were there for the premiere.
Oh, for the movie. Seen. Yeah, okay. I was about to say, why?
How was it?
It was fun. But we love Disneyland. I've been multiple times and California Adventure is awesome. It's a blast. When you go, let us know. We know some people. We can maybe hook you up with something cool.
Very
I don't know.
Good.
Terry knows people.
He knows some people.
Yeah. We can't say that on the air. If you do want to go to the Academy of Magical Arts next time you're in L.A. and go to the Magic Castle.
Okay.
Let me know. I'm a member there.
Excellent. I'll let you know.
And a lot of old Disney Imagineers there. There's a whole section dedicated to the Haunted Mansion because, you know, Gracie was a member and they would come there to test all the effects and Pepper's ghost and then learn everything. So there's some Disney history there.
Really?
Yeah. So next time you're in L.A., go
He's like, I'm sold.
Now I'm listening.
Like, it's only, I'd say, like, the Haunted Mansion part's only about this, half the size of this wall.
That's all
But
I
then
need.
Once you're there, you're like, oh, okay, well, now I'm here for the night.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
It's a blast. It's a very Disney, the Sherman Brothers have been members forever. They're best friends with the owners of it. Dick Van Dyke was there for Valentine's Day. I saw he posted
it. And what's it called again?
The Magic Castle. It's been there since the 50s, and it's the Academy of Magical Arts is what runs out. So it's magicians, and you go see multiple magic shows. You have drinks and you eat dinner, and it's a private club. Can't take pictures. They have sometimes some roaming photographers.
Wow.
For magicians, been there forever. It's a block off of Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
So
it's
next
very
time,
like old Victorian.
It's awesome.
Inside.
Yeah. Was like the fountain. Clark Gable, not Clark Gable.
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant was one of the originators.
Cool. So it's like old Hollywood.
It is one of the true places that still feels like old Hollywood.
Sold.
So you have to wear suit or wear a jacket and tie. So
okay.
Band gear, not they will not let you in.
Okay. Like
they
are no, very no, clear. No, no. Okay.
But it's really cool. And honestly, I've told this to our listeners before, and I've hooked up listeners before. If you guys are listening, you want to go to the Magic Castle, let me know. I can.
So it's for, as a member, you
as a member,
invite,
I can get you in. Okay. And I think you can bring like 8 people. It's like going to the DVC party.
Okay.
But you have to have dinner. But it's a really
and
cool
you, like,
night.
You roam. You go to, like, there's bars everywhere and you can go. And then all of a sudden the bartender will start doing magic.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, Martin's one of the best magicians.
Then you'll walk around, and then there's like there's shows. You'll go to like one bigger show in the night, and like we're talking like rabbit magic, bird magic, all the good kinds of magic.
On a big stage. Then
we'll
you go
like
to little
animal magic.
Oh, man. Woodland creature magic.
Then you go to close-up
galleries.
If you
can make a rabbit turn into a dove, you're the coolest person.
Did we see a rabbit get ripped apart and turn into two rabbits?
Yes. He went, boom.
That was outside
rabbits.
By a fox.
It was oh, my God. It was insane. But they do that like a big stage, which still only holds about, what, maybe 200 people tops.
Yeah,
big room.
It's still small rooms.
And everything else is these small close-up galleries, but a bunch of the old Disney people. There's paintings of Walt. And, again, like the Sherman Brothers are there a lot. There's a ghost from you musicians. There's a ghost pianist who you walk in and you just say, hi to Irma. Irma says hello back and through the piano and any song you request, Irma starts playing. You can tip her.
Dude. All right. I'm sold.
I'm heading there right now. Weird. I'm in.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris ran it till about 2 years ago.
That makes sense. I can see that.
So okay. it's a cool place. So I'll hook you up. I'll see you next time you're in LA. Tell me.
Okay.
Man, well, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here. Yeah. How long have we been going?
About 50 minutes.
50. Whoa. All right.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's wrap this on a Disney point though. Let's figure out something to talk about. Terry.
What's your favorite ride?
No, I already said that. Oh,
so when you go back this fall, possibly.
Potential. Well, I don't even.
If let's just say theoretically.
Okay, let's stop that. The next time you go.
Right. Okay, there you go.
The next time you go, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Probably go to sound check. Set up and do a sound check.
Do you have a tradition?
Yeah, I usually do Magic Kingdom first thing, but I might, depending on how the schedule works and how the crowds are, check out Pandora for a while. Ooh. Because if we come back, it'll be open by then.
It'll be open, yeah.
And, at night. So we wrap up around 8. So a lot of the things might be closed. So
well, you can go in the morning. I do want to check out
Pandora. Yep. I have so much. I have high hopes for Animal Kingdom, what it can become.
Yes.
I think it's good, and I think it can be great, and I want them to have
make
more.
Animal Kingdom
make
great.
Great again.
Your words, not mine. And
I know. People know my feelings about Animal Kingdom, so it's fine.
And but more interaction. I think you could do so much more with it. And I also have not seen the Star Wars fireworks show yet, so hopefully we can see that.
You definitely want to schedule, put that in the schedule.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And off air, I'll tell you something else.
Okay.
About that. So, in your faces, people who don't actually know me. I'm going to leak him some information.
All right. The leak. Are you responsible for the leaks?
I think it's called Mickey Leaks. I think
that's
what Mickey Leaks.
Does that exist?
If that doesn't
it
exist,
does now.
We are buying it right now.
Right now. Buy the domain. I'm not even joking. We got to buy Mickey Leaks. That's great. It's fantastic. I would totally do that.
My brother Mark's joke. I got to give him props.
Okay.
We'll
share the revenue because
all right, then.
Because I'd have enough informants on the inside. So does Lynn that we could probably
do Mickey Leaks.
Because I know what's coming for a lot of things and I can never say it on the air. But I can pay Will to do it, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'll say whatever.
All right, awesome.
Will can be bought.
I said Port Orleans Riverside's the worst resort.
Yeah, and clearly everyone turned on you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So for you, Delta Ray, let's say, what's upcoming for you guys? How can people get in touch with what's going on? Because people want to support. You want to support your Disney fans, even if they're not, you're not playing at Disney World.
Yeah, www.deltaray.com.
R-A-E.
R-A-E, at Delta Ray on Twitter, the Facebooks, the Snaps, Delta Ray Snap, I think.
Sure.
The Instagrams. And
Tour coming up?
Tour's coming up around May or so. We start, that'll be nationwide. And we have a new record coming out on Big Machine Records. And we're so proud of it. And I cannot wait to share it with everybody.
Do you know when that comes out? Do you have a date yet?
I don't have a date yet. Sorry.
Spring?
I think we can probably say spring. Of 20.
Of
this year.
Of this year, because it's done.
Oh.
The record's done, but we have a lot of things to, you know.
He just announced Big Machine again, folks. If you don't know a Big Machine, go look them up, and you'll be like, oh.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's on there,
I wasn't going to drop that name, but no,
I'm just kidding. That's okay.
Yeah, a lot of.
They're a fantastic team, and it's our first record with them, and couldn't be happier.
All right, so follow Delta Ray. Go see Mike. Go say hi if you're out there, and tell him you heard about it here on WDW Today.
Yeah.
If you hang out, I don't know if you go by the bus, knock on the door.
Right.
Be like, Mike said he
Pirates!
Yeah. And I'll be like, yes. That's a passcode.
I like that ride, the Pirates ride.
Passcode.
I like that ride. I like the Pirates ride. It's very good.
That was really good.
That was actually pretty fantastic.
That's why I'm the drummer in Delta Rec. I can come up with things.
Yeah.
You don't know that I'm actually the secret.
That's you.
That's the secret pin name that they all go under. That's my ASCAP BMI deal. I'm not sure.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Proud of you.
All right, thanks, Mike. We appreciate you coming
in. Thank you very much.
I know
much
we
for
saw this by the most random episode of WW today, because then we talked Disney and not Disney, but you feel comfortable? You feel like you got out what you wanted to say?
Yes, I feel good.
Are you still a fan of the show?
We'll see how this one, how you guys portray me, because you might right. garble my words and make me say horrible things.
And the next thing up is listener questions with Lynn, right?
It is, yeah.
All right, and Lynn, sadly, we don't have the ability to do more than four people at one time.
Right.
Mike has to leave and Lynn has to come in, so
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, actually, you're leaving.
You're leaving too.
I'm leaving too, so that's actually, it's the new studio. We actually can only do two people at a phone call.
Yeah,
so
right. That's weird. Right. We got worse technology.
All right.
Well, Lynn, I'm a big fan of what you do. I just want to let you know that.
All that science.
Yeah.
Pass that on.
Fantastic.
All right. We'll be right back with listener questions with Lynn.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
All right. Rooster Cogburn. Is it the Rooster Cogburn? I mean,
my dad was a huge John Wayne fan, my man.
Oh, I love John Wayne, but this is Rooster Cogburn 9, so he's further down the family tree,
long lineage.
This is like some sort of Westworld parody thing.
Uh-huh. he wants to know. I've heard a family gets picked for the torch lighting ceremony at the Poly. Any idea how this works?
None. I've seen it happen.
Rooster. I've never heard of a torch lighting ceremony, so this is news to me, and I'm a Poly fan, so I've never seen this ceremony. What is this ceremony, Lynn?
It's so a family gets picked to go out and back at the great ceremonial house. And the flame torches are at night, they light one of them, and it's the thing. So it's sort of like being the opening family of the Magic Kingdom. You get to light this thing at night. You know, I would ask Steve Tiki Man, that question over on a site.
Cool.
We stumped
the Testa today. Wow. So good on you, Rooster Cogburn. Next one, Terry.
Keith Schrod?
Schrod.
Yeah. Can you help me with math for a long stay? Oh, gosh. Get out the calculators. Break even for an annual pass versus a Magic or Way when you can get annual pass discounts?
Yeah, so it depends on where you're staying and if you're driving. But let's say you're staying off site and you're not driving. The simplest case, it's 11 days, and that includes park hop. But when you start including in discounts, obviously it drops down. I don't think it's lower than 6 days, and I think it's probably somewhere. So somewhere probably between 7 and 11, depending on how many of those things you want to do. You know, if you're staying at a deluxe resort, it's closer to 7. Staying at a value, you know, and you're not driving, it's closer to, 9 or 10.
I have a couple of thoughts on that. One is I've been recommending to larger parties.
Yeah.
You know, if you're coming with a larger party, particularly if you're staying off-site, in a house or something, because a lot of families do that. That's a big thing to do. Like, I've talked to people
on the Top of the World show about, you know, they're coming from England for 2 weeks. And I'm like, man, one of you guys should get a AP for the free parking alone.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, you're going to have admission anyway, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to buy admission. So spend a little more money. Get the all the great discounts. And, you know,
yeah, get restaurant discounts, 10%, right?
You know, and there's some 20 this year, and then the merchandise 20%. I mean, that
right?
You know, that adds up. And I think always the break even, if you're coming more than once in 12 months,
yeah,
it's always better to get the annual pass. So if you're gonna anything more than a 1 day ticket, if you're gonna buy any Magic Your Way pass, you're always better if you know you're going twice to buy the AP. So that's my advice.
Especially now when I think that they're still doing the 13-month promotion, right? You get that extra month.
Yes, you get that 13-month, yeah.
Not bad, yeah.
All right, this one is from Brendan in Jamestown, New York. And this is I think we're going to do a show topic on this later on, but I kind of want to get a quick answer from all of us real quick. He's going to be, this actually, in Anaheim at the end of March for work, and he's, you know, he wants to go check out Disneyland, but he's nervous about going alone. He's like, well, I'm excited about having flexibility. I can do whatever I want, but I don't know if I'll have tons of fun standing in line without friends. So he just kind of wants to know, you know, what's your thoughts on that? Are you for it, against it? Can you make a great experience out of it?
First of all, Will, before we answer the question, you did a fantastic job of wading through that question. I just want to commend you for your
thank you. Yeah, fantastic. It was about a long paragraph, and I just broke it down for everyone.
You know,
bravo.
I don't know about you, Lynn, but I've done this a ton because I had a business partner for a while in Los Angeles, actually in Orange County. So I would frequently go to the parks for a day or two by myself. A lot of times I would meet someone there. I'll tell you some of the things that I did by myself. I would start my day typically in California Adventure at the quick service there in Cars Land. And what's that quick service called? Flo's Viet Cafe. Yeah, see, I always forget the names of these little quick service places. And I would always get to, so I'll even get specific for you, Brendan, because I'm that kind of guy for you. The chicken tamale there for breakfast is a thing of beauty. It might be my favorite quick service food item of all time. But it's just, you're sitting there eating it. You can go to the back room and literally look at the canyon there in Radiator Springs. I love doing that. I have written a ton there. I've worked there for a day. I think Disney,
really?
Yeah, I just made that my office. It was a really low day, and I just, you know, got my cell phone out, and it was like, hey, who doesn't want to work in the cutest county, you know, cutest little town that's out of Carbonate County, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good things to do there. If you're alone, I think I enjoy the nachos there at the lobster nachos at I don't know why this is all about food, but when you're alone, it's just like, I guess I'll eat the lobster nachos there at the bar overlooking California Screaming. Those are fantastic. You know, the thing about Disneyland that makes this even less intimidating to be by yourself is Disneyland is so compact that it makes it easy if you're just going. There's a lot of single rider, like you can single rider on the Cars ride a lot. You know, I don't think you should be intimidated by, you know, by that experience. You know, just kind of take it for what it is. And, you know, normally when I did it, I would be there on business. So I would, you know, I would have people meet me in downtown Disney. I'd do a dinner at Napa Rose and make a meeting out of it. And so,
wow, nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, if I'm going to be in Southern California and can, you know, have a dinner at Napa in the lounge there and a couple glasses of Zen, why not? You know, so I think it's all in how you look at it. You know, Logan, Will, and I have done a guy's day there before when we were there releasing the As Dreamers Do movie and had a fantastic. I mean, there's lots of little lounges to hang out in. I think Disneyland has a lot more of like that Cheers kind of bar feeling because there's so many locals hanging out. Yeah, so there's a lot. You know, I have a lot of friends that go by themselves and meet. You know, I have a friend of mine, Ian, that goes there, listener to the show, and he'll meet friends there halfway through the day, and you know, kind of have a chill, you know, relaxing morning before the park gets crowded, and then, you know, go on a couple of rides with people. So yeah, man, I think there's just so much to do there that's not riding on a ride that I think Disneyland gives you that advantage. What do you think, Lynn?
I agree. You know, you could go the entire day, you know, by yourself there and have fun, but If you want to meet people and interact and talk to them, here's my suggestion. Get in line for any attraction. Doesn't matter what it is. Turn around to the person behind you and say, does this ride go upside down? and then that's your intro for every conversation at Disneyland. I don't care if you're on
Small World.
The carousel. Yeah. Small World. You know, whatever. Does this ride go upside down? then that's it. And see what happens.
Good call. I would say just to whether it's Disneyland or Disney World, I'm naturally an introvert, so it doesn't necessarily bother me that there's not a ton of people with me. And, you know, take a pair of headphones, listen, catch up on some WW today while you're waiting in line, and then ride a ride.
Yeah.
There's an easy way to do it. There are plenty of things you can do fun while being there, like being thoughtful, bring a little book on your phone, like iBooks. Things like that. There's lots of things to pass your time while you're in line. You know, and also, you're more likely to ride rides quicker when you're by yourself.
All right, Lynn, I got one for you. This is from our buddy John Sheets. He's going to be staying at Walt Disney World the 18th to 25th of March. And they're staying at Pomp Century and have a 7-day ticket with Park Hopper. I was able to get all of my favorite ADRs and fast passes for the kiddos who are 8 and 7. My daughter's best friend recently located to Orlando and will be on spring break while we are there. We would love to take her to the parks for a day, and I don't know how we would handle making that happen and getting her on the rides that we already have Fastpass for. Any advice on how to make this happen would be greatly appreciated.
So I would do one of two things. Talk to your hotel concierge or go to guest services and explain that exact scenario to them. My sense is that they've got a little bit of capacity for Fastpass held back every day just for those things. And I think, didn't we have a question on this once before? Or we had somebody write in who said they did it.
Yeah.
I think we probably had a similar question to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like your best chance of achieving this would be calling however you made your reservation,
yeah,
adding them to the room.
That's what I would do. Call.
And
call
like
whoever,
you said,
whoever did
typically,
your,
especially if it's one person and you already have a party,
yeah,
Disney's going to try to not make your day miserable.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, as with anything at Disney, I always say this, ask.
Yeah, with a smile.
With a smile, and be kind and be polite and go, hey, man, I've got a situation. You know, my daughter, you know, tell them this story. And if you've got someone that can make it happen, they will.
Yeah. The cast member will probably realize that listening to you tell the story takes up longer than the extra person on the ride.
Exactly.
Right.
And like, go. Right.
Exactly. You just start telling a ridiculously long story.
Well, you see, they met when they were 3.
Now they're 13. That's 10 years.
And talk slow and use your hands.
Do you know how many seconds are in 10 years?
10 years.
Let's find out.
Of a little girl's life. I remember back when I was young.
All right. When they didn't have fast passes when I was a kid.
Yeah, of course, they didn't have computers back when I was young.
Back when you used to have to get your fast passes on a word processor.
All right.
Walt would hand out tickets himself.
Greg from Mount Prospect, Illinois. I'm going to Walt Disney World in December with my in-laws.
Good luck. With that.
All told, there will be 5 adults and 7 kids. We're going to be doing at least a couple character meals together. None of us have used Fastpass Plus. Is it better for me to create profiles for everyone on my own My Disney Experience or for each family to be separate? I'm not sure how linking works in practice.
Just do it yourself, man.
Okay.
Have everybody's ticket handy and know which ticket belongs to which person. Those are the big things. It's vastly easier, by the way, for one person to administer everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Logan's the administrator for Terry.
See what I mean? I mean,
yeah. In fact, that's what you can do if someone has different magical. If you have a different My Disney Experience, like I'm on Logan's and Logan's on mine. So if we happen to be going together, you know, we can make each other fast. You know, each other's fast. Interesting enough, we also both get access to each other's
photo pass.
So, you know, anytime
awesome.
Logan's there and I'm not there and taking a picture or we're making we literally could never plan an incognito because I looked the other day at my phone and I was like, wow, I have a dinner reservation at California Grill tonight. I didn't know that. Sounds great.
Awesome. You should screw with it and say, like, you know, kosher meal requested or something.
Wheelchair ramp.
Exactly. Your Bialy, sir?
Guest assistant.
That's awesome.
Exactly. We were told you were allergic to sesame seeds.
And lettuce.
Lettuce.
No.
Exactly.
Here's your lettuceless salad.
Oh, man.
Oh, and magically, you guys are back in the studio.
Ta-da! Well, as soon as you clicked in, we were here the whole time.
Oh.
It was just on mute because we weren't allowed to talk.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't realize that.
Well, I'm sure there was lots of good insights when my headphones were off. I couldn't hear anything. So.
Oh, fair enough.
Favorite question was asked. Well, what was your favorite question?
I like that one that happened to do the things.
Yes.
That was a good one.
About like, answer. I have like kids that are coming and like,
yeah, there's
what
so
should
many
we do?
People. It's like how do we schedule this? Yeah. Can I get my
room requests?
Like my daughter has a friend Talk coming. Well, can we add her on our fast passes? Like, I like that question.
That's a good question. Yeah. All right. You can tell that was real. Thanks to a lot of people. Obviously, thanks to our sponsor this week, Kingdom Strollers. If you're going to rent the stroller, and like Will always makes fun of me for saying,
don't leave your strollers, leave your kids.
No,
wait, no. Don't lug your stroller, lug your kids.
And get your strollers. Your don't leave your kids.
Lug your kids.
That's what I just said, Terry.
You know the drill.
You're not listening.
KingdomStrollers.com. Enough, guys. KingdomStrollers.com. Book your next trip. On your next trip, make sure you go. Reserve one of those strollers if you need it. Mike, I don't think you need the stroller.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
I don't know if you have 9 people in your band, though.
We have 44 people.
So you may need the double stroller.
Yeah.
You can get the big one.
Literally, you took 44 people?
44.
No,
that's how many people are in the band.
Okay.
It's 44 people.
Yes. It's a big band.
It's a large band.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks to, we usually say special thanks to the greatest band in podcasting. I'm switching it up this time. Special thanks to the greatest band in the room.
Delta Ray.
Delta Ray. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
DeltaRay.com. Follow everything and go support them on the road as you find out, because you know there's now a fellow brother in the love of Disney. And again, sorry off kilter this week. You're just the second greatest band in podcasting.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to do it for today's show. You feel good about it?
I feel good.
All right. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm Mike McKee.
There you go, Mike. You come on anytime, Mike.
Oh,
you're
more
than welcome.
Because I really appreciate that.
You'll be moving to Nashville sooner than later. We know it's going to
happen.
And we'll see. Yeah, we will see you on the next show. There you go.